Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Canyon.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going to go to another national issue, and this is one that is maybe counterintuitive to some people listening to this show, but I want to say it. Out in Portland, Oregon, there's a 50-person protest response team in Portland, Oregon, and the police force. All 50 of them just resigned. Why did they resign? Because one of their members was indicted by the local prosecutor for fourth degree assault after using his baton to strike a protester. Now let's unpack this and a couple of other things. The protests out in Portland have been a lot more extreme than in Milwaukee or anywhere else. And they have included violence from the left. They have, they simply have. If somebody responds to a protest, say the way the Republicans do around the country, trying to make protesting a felony, giving people, believe it or not, immunity from running somebody over in a protest. Yep, Florida and a couple of other places. In my view, unconstitutional, will be set aside. But the individual police officers, there are some rotten apples, but 99% of them are very good people in a dangerous job. My uncle was a police officer. He was a lieutenant of police in New York City. You know, the Irish first came over to New York late 1900s, about 100 years ago. The cousin who was a police officer. These are good people, a lot of good people. And right now they're being attacked. They're essentially being assassinated. They're being shot. Over the weekend, we had several police officers shot just going about their duties. And out in Portland, this 50-person team, a subset of the police force, have to respond to protests which out there were violent. Many of them were violent. Obviously, a lot of the marchers are very fine people, but many of them, not many, but enough were violent to cause a real problem. Anyway, they have batons. Well, why do they have batons? They have batons. If they have to use them, they do. It's better than a gun. It's better than a gun. It's better than shooting them. And fourth degree sexual assault is one of the lightest sexual, it was not sexual assault. Fourth degree assault, in other words, assault with a baton, is one of the least serious designations, but they're going to put a criminal record on this police officer if he doesn't get acquitted at trial. And the rest said, the heck with this. I agree with them. Here's the deal. If you are going to indict a police officer, it better be for very, very clear violation of law. You don't put police officers, some of whom are being picked off and assassinated right now in retaliation for the work of some very bad police officers elsewhere. You do not take the average police officer and have him second guess whether he's going to be indicted for a felony. If what? He has a baton. He doesn't want to shoot somebody. They come at him. They throw something at him. They're close. Maybe there's a bunch. How about the Capitol Police? Hundreds of people swarming a dozen people in some areas. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? One of them used a weapon and killed a protester who's going to break in and kill congressmen at some point. Now, that was a right-wing insurgency. I get it. But at some point, law enforcement has to protect itself. So there you have it. Out in Portland, Oregon, all 50 people on the protest response team resigned. They're still entitled to blend back into the police force itself, but now what they're going to have to do is just assign random police officers, some of whom have not had that specific training, to respond to these somewhat violent on the left, uprisings in Portland. Now, this thing has gotten so bad that even the right wing has attacked police officers. Obviously, the case in point is the insurrection. January 6th. But there's another case in point in Missouri. And think about this. Missouri, the Republican Party in Missouri, is so pathologically in the Trump cult, that they passed a law that not only said that federal gun laws don't apply there, which is unconstitutional. The Constitution under the Commerce Clause and Privileges and Immunities Clause makes it very, very clear with all of the case law under it that any act of Congress that is a constitutional act of Congress overrides any state law that's contrary. That's just hornbook law, black letter law you're taught your first year in law school. So it's not going anywhere. But one of the things they did is they took away qualified immunity from police officers. Okay. And you may say, and the left will say, great, great. We want to get rid of qualified immunity. Well, not so fast. Police officers don't make a lot of money. And if they are going to be stripped of immunity from prosecution, and what, hire their own lawyers? Are you kidding me? At $300 or $400 an hour, they're going to hire their own lawyers. But here is the twist. In Missouri, they didn't remove sovereign qualified immunity for police officers for everything, only if they're sued for taking away someone's gun. Only if they're sued for taking away someone's gun. So you can have somebody, I mean, you can have somebody, a jihadist, somebody in ISIS, somebody, one of those insurrectionists on January 6th on the other side. You could have a mentally ill individual. You could have a career criminal and the police stop him and they confiscate his gun because they don't want to be killed and they don't want innocent people who can be killed. Somebody may be stalking his girlfriend or his former wife for leaving him and dating another guy. Going to gun her down. They take his gun. They can be sued now in Missouri, and they do not have qualified immunity. They have to prove at trial that what they did was lawful, reasonable, even though Missouri said that federal law no longer applies. That's sick. It's a sick state. It has a sick governor, and this guy, Eric Greitens, the former governor, Spanky, remember Spanky, bondage man? He liked to grab a woman, tie her up, blindfold her, sexually assault her, call her a whore, and she didn't consent. Okay, how bad is that? And the guy now is the front runner for the Senate nomination on the Republican side down there. These people, it's a very sick culture, not a sick state. Not a sick state. I've been to St. Louis a number of times. I've been to Kansas City, Missouri. This is a great state. People are great. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, there's some sick puppies in the Republican Party. And stripping police officers of qualified immunity if they confiscate a gun, and only for that, is sick. Because if you're a police officer, say you have a wife and two kids, let's say she doesn't work outside the home. Let's say she does work outside. So what? You're making a modest salary. You're out there risking your life. And somebody, come a stalker after his girlfriend, you with a gun, you grab him, a jihadist, an insurrectionist, you take his gun because you don't want to be shot. And you turn the gun in at police headquarters and they sue you. And they sue you for $1 million. You're supposed to go out and hire a lawyer for $300 an hour. And what? To say, well, it was reasonable under the circumstances. Reasonable under the circumstances is a factual matter that juries can disagree on. Called the reasonable man standard. That was before the law got a little more woke. Now it's the reasonable person standard. You know, what would a reasonable person have done? Well, you get followers of Bondage Man, of Spanky, Eric Greitens on that jury. You get QAnon on that jury, and you may very well down there. You get the Trump cult on that jury, and they're going to say, pay $1 million and it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. And then you hire another lawyer for $300 an hour to go into bankruptcy court and say it should be dischargeable in bankruptcy because it's not classic fraud. And maybe you win, you spend about $100,000 in attorney's fees, and you're bankrupt. They're bankrupting lawyers, they're bankrupting cops. What they're doing down there is saying that any cop in his right mind isn't going to confiscate anybody's guns, even if it's a jihadist, even if it's an insurrectionist, even if it's a mentally ill person, even if it's a guy out to kill his girlfriend or his former wife. It's sick, 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 sick. So somebody has got to stand up. I'm going to stand up right now. 99% of police officers are very fine people, including my own family. And I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this. So absolutely right to single out the people, the sick individuals on police forces. And there are not many of them, but there are some of them who strangle people like George Floyd, Eric Garner, shoot people in the back like Jacob Blake, shoot people running away, get them out, go after them, but not people out in Portland, the whole protest response team, because why do you give them batons in the first place? It's so they don't use their guns. And in Missouri, what do you want them to do? Not confiscate guns from people who are about to kill their girlfriends? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then get bankrupted trying to defend it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina.